This is the story of Fortnite's greatest duo of all time, and how they lost $1.5 million to a fucking heavy sniper and a potential glitch too. Both Zate and Saf started out their Fortnite journeys around the same time in early 2018, with Zate getting involved in the pro scene very early on, eventually becoming the leader of the main NA scrim Discord. Not long after, Saf came in, but unlike other pros, he initially wasn't very good.
And they just practice every night, and I was sort of like the little kid they needed to fill the lobbies, basically, and I just got better by playing with them every night.
But come time for the Summer Skirmish Week 3, Zate was invited and had nobody to play with, so he made a list of players and asked each one of them in order, all of them except for one declined, which was Saf, the very last player on the list. Despite Zate's expectations being low, they ended up winning the tournament. From here, you might expect them to play more, but they didn't. Saf got signed to Ghost Gaming after this and was forced by his team to play with Ghoul, who was also signed to Ghost Gaming. However, after subpar placements for both players at the full skirmish duo LAN, Saf knew change was needed.
I remember the night after the big TwitchCon duo LAN where Tfue and Cloak won, I looked at Zate in the hotel room. I was like, you want to do this?
Yo, what the fuck?
And then he's like, yeah.
Now that the duo was finally back together, they resumed their dominance like nothing ever changed. They placed second at the WSOE3 LAN, and then in March of 2019, they had their biggest win yet, placing first at the ESL Katowice LAN, with it pulling off some of the most iconic plays of all time.
Rift to go being used, so they can try to maintain this. Campfire, I believe, was to use. You can see Zate trying to heal up as long as possible. Tomo has fallen. Tomo is not going to be able to survive.
But they didn't just place first. They absolutely wiped the floor, being so far ahead of second place that they started trolling in their last game. And just 1 month later in the World Cup qualifiers, Zate and Saf managed to qualify for duos three separate times, and it probably would have been four times had Zate not decided to play the Week 10 qualifiers with XQC. It was clear that Zate and Saf were the duo of Fortnite competitive, and going into the World Cup, nearly every single player, viewer, and analyst had them at their number one spot. It was quite literally destiny, since the World Cup Duo Finals were set to be played on July 27th, exactly 1 year after Zate and Saf won their first ever event together. It was time to make history.
Now into our top eight, Zate and Saf now! Zate and Saf now on the high ground! This has a Zate and Saf win written all over it. Zate and Saf, 2 versus 1, will they take game number 1? Yes, they will! He hits his head on something, which takes him down from having to, you know, fly all the way up and floating and beat. In Red Rush on the high ground and Saf
over the play. The
he
high
goes
ground
to the high ground. Take, will he get it?
He's gonna get it. He has it.
Zate's got high ground. Zate has high ground as they go to try to push for 2 victory royales in a row.
Eliminated from the back. Zate taken down as well. Snappy still with the high ground.
And look who's still in this. Saf. They're going to be in third
one of either, still putting this pressure down. And Saf is looking for one, but it's Vinny who's going to take them out.
At this point, it was looking like their tournament to win, as they had extended their lead away from the rest of the pack. And you guys can extend my subscriber count by clicking the button below. In the next game, an unfortunate 18th place kept it close, with them only leading by 2 points now. But in game 5, the glitch that potentially cost them everything occurred.
I was sitting in my cone, and during the game at that point, there's this bug where you shoot the cone. It appears like it's still there on your screen, but on the other player's screen, it's not there. So he heavy sniped my cone, and at first I didn't like fully notice, but I was just sitting there with no cone, and then he just killed me.
While they still led by 3 points going into the final game, the rest of the top teams had now caught up. And in the final game, the curse that was a heavy sniper struck again.
149 total HP. And I was literally about to say, can still go down to a heavy snipe to the body.
2 games in a row, ruined by the heavy sniper, both times by the same player, 4ZR. It was their worst game of the day, a 1 elimination 20th. As a result, they finished in 4th.
I got 4th. Some people thought, I would be happy if I got 4th, but I was probably more disappointed
than the people that got last place.
From this point on, no tournament ever gave Zayt and Saf that same high that competing once did. They placed 4th in Season X Trio FNCS and 4th in Squad FNCS, so I guess you could say they were the OGs of the 4th place curse. But in Chapter 2 Season 2, it seemed that the stars aligned as duos finally returned, and this time, Zayt and Saf closed it out, winning the entire FNCS after a monumental win in the very last game to be able to shoot up the leaderboard. Despite the amazing win though, none of it was fulfilling. The failure that was the World Cup stuck with them. However, the one thing that held them back from quitting for good was a looming feeling of regret. In their minds, if Epic announces a World Cup 2, then it would all be worth it to stick it out. Hopefully, an unforeseen worldwide pandemic that forces all LAN events to be cancelled doesn't happen, and it happened. In the meantime, the next few months primarily focused around solo, so neither of them really played. In the trio cash cups that were being ran during that time, Zayt and Saf would have many run-ins with Tfue and Scoped, creating for a pretty legendary spawn battle. But then in Season 4, Trio FNCS came back, and this would begin to spell the end of their Fortnite careers. At this point in Fortnite, many new faces began to appear onto the Tier 1 scene, and the respect that Zayt and Saf once had was fading. No longer could they just claim the best drop spots on the map without others contesting. In Season 4, Zayt was contested at Doom's Domain by his longtime friend Bizzle, which eventually caused a week-long back and forth that ultimately led to the two having a falling out. Eventually, Bizzle left the drop spot, and in his place came Taken, Durant, and Hart. Both teams were in the same heat, and Zayt's team got the better of Taken's team, which would then lead Zayt and Stretch to both tweet some choice words at Hart. The off-spawn beef was so bad that Zayt, Saf, and Stretch became the first players in Fortnite history to get a behavior warning for actions outside of the game. Though once Grand Finals came around, they finally had Doom's Domain uncontested. Despite a phenomenal Day 2 performance, a poor showing the day previous means they yet again got 4th. At this point, Zayt just hated playing Fortnite, and in January of 2021, he announced his retirement. For all of a couple of days, as he was now back to play the next FNCS with Saf. However, the same issues of the previous FNCS persisted. They tried to claim a god tier drop, in this case the Hydro Dam split, which had the one and only RPG on the map. However, there to contest them was a team of unknown players, who were very likely playing the grief. Zayt and Saf ended off this FNCS in 8th, their worst placement yet. The culmination of these factors led to Zayt quitting again, this time for good. In a final middle finger moment to Fortnite, he decided to completely troll the FNCS All-Stars tournament he was invited to, being banned after one game for his username, and then uninstalling. Saf continued on, playing the next 3 FNCS tournaments before ultimately quitting himself. Both had just lost passion for the game, with that 4th place in World Cup being the driving factor. Despite that, the impact that this duo left on the game was instrumental. Before quitting, Zayt and Saf were at the very top of the NA FNCS consistency rankings, with Zayt himself never placing outside of the top 10 in an FNCS. These days, Zayt and Saf are mostly forgotten, as it has been many years since their primes, and throughout those years, other duos have risen up and proven their worth. As of now, it is unknown where Zayt is, as his last activity on social media was about a year ago, where he detailed his experience with a life-threatening stroke. As for Saf, he recently graduated from a top culinary school in New York and was even spotted in the Fortnite lobby a few weeks ago, so maybe a return is near. Subscribe and check out my second channel linked below, or the other videos on your screen now.